Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is June 19th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Spark speeds approval procedures. OpenAI says ChatGPT tops doctors. Adobe expands Creative Agent. FERC fast-tracks data center connections. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. The Federal Ministry for Digital Affairs has released Spark Workflow, a tool to speed planning and approval procedures in states and municipalities. The ministry claims it can halve approval times for large infrastructure projects, though it did not explain the evidence. Spark offers modular processing that ingests and structures applications, extracts relevant information, checks completeness, conducts legal reviews, and drafts decision texts. It is an assistance system. Officials retain final authority, and authorities remain responsible for data protection. Agencies must connect their own language models via an OpenAI-compatible gateway. Spark is open source. Initial modules appeared in April 2026, and the code is on OpenCode. OpenAI says GPT-5-5 Instant now answers health questions at levels that outperform physician-written replies in accuracy, clarity, and completeness. The company reports a 71% drop in incorrect health statements over 2 months after upgrading ChatGPT with GPT-5.5 Instant, and says the model matches the top-tier thinking models on machine health tests for a fraction of the cost. Improvements came after review of more than 700,000 model answers by a network of over 260 doctors across 60 countries. GPT-5.5 Instant is available to all free ChatGPT users with usage limits. And OpenAI also offers ChatGPT for clinicians and OpenAI for healthcare.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. Adobe is integrating its Creative Agent into Creative Cloud apps and into external platforms like ChatGPT, Claude, and Microsoft 365 Copilot, with Google Gemini and Slack announced next. The agent will orchestrate multi-step workflows from idea to production, handling routine production chores while users keep creative control. Assistants appear in Premiere, Photoshop, Illustrator, InDesign, and Frame.io as a public beta, and in After Effects as a closed beta. Firefly gains solo creator tools, brand kits from descriptions, product photo to short video conversion, a quick cut first edit, and storyboard-driven videos. Firefly Studio's elements and projects, plus some features, require a wait list. FERC ordered grid operators to fast-track interconnection requests from data centers. Six major operators must show data centers can connect, and data centers will pay interconnection costs. Operators must report spare generating capacity within 30 days and face a 60-day deadline to defend or revise rates. The order does not resolve the generation shortfall. At the end of 2023, connection requests exceeded existing plant capacity. Data center demand is expected to nearly triple through 2035. While wholesale electricity rates are up 267% versus 5 years ago. The administration will pay $765 million to cancel offshore wind leases.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.